Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. And joining me today, a pair of architects, Ellen Bilston, who's been on the program before, talking about the American Institute of Architects annual tour, plus some issues with downtown State Street. And today also joining me is Tom Ochsner, another architect, and they both happen to have projects, structures, and they may or may not be homes, because sometimes on this annual American Institute of Architects tour, you can have commercial buildings, private homes. So welcome to Radio Real Estate, Tom Ochsner.
I cannot hear you guys.
Nice to be here, Mark.
Okay.
But you're hearing me.
We are, can I talk to Tom? You got it.
Mark, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Here we are.
Oh, you can hear me now, Ellen?
Yes, I can hear you great.
Okay, we got the pair of you on, a pair of architects. Ellen and Tom, welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Ellen, and welcome Tom Ochsner.
Nice to be here.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So we'll talk a little bit about this tour, and you can each talk a little bit about the projects that you have on tour, and then we'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with Ellen and talk a little bit about downtown. So how about if we let Tom start off? Tom Ochsner, I love your last name. I love the way the I just promoted a guy who does accessory dwelling units and permit planner, Tony Zcase. You know him?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, his last name looks nothing like the way it pronounces, and so does yours.
Yeah. When you put four consonants in a row, it's all guesses are off. Yeah.
So how long have you been in Santa Barbara, Tom?
Well, I was raised here, went to local high school and Cal Poly, and just started working as an architect as soon as I could get my license here. So I've been here my whole life.
Cal Poly, I don't know how old you are. Did you go to school with Frank Castana?
No. I was in 87. I graduated in 87.
Okay. He was probably, he's probably a little bit younger, but he's been working at UCSB forever. So, good. So you're a local. So you saw, you knew the town growing up. You've seen a lot of changes. And I will just add this. My buddy, who I met at UCSB in 1977, and he lived here for a few years down in Redlands, and he came to visit about a year ago, and we went downtown, and he just said, God, this doesn't look like Santa Barbara at all. The whole outdoor dining thing, he wasn't thrilled with it, and I know a lot of people are. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I love the idea, and I think it breathes a lot of life into the downtown area. It was set up as a temporary situation, and the difficult thing is going to be try to transition it into something that works the way it's doing, but maybe has a little bit of more Santa Barbara character to it.
True, true. But, of course, I digress immediately. I wanted you to talk about the American Institute of Architects tour. The annual tour is coming up October 1st, 2022, and you can still get some early bird tickets if you just Google AIA. The chapter of the American Institute of Architects will come up, and you can buy tickets online. And I've been there a few times. It's a self-guided tour between 10 and 4 p.m., and you just walk around. You see one property. You see six or eight, whatever's there, and then there's a bit of an after party. So tell me about the project that you have on the tour, Tom.
Yeah, great. Yeah, well, I'm excited to have two projects on the tour. This is my office's first year of participating, and one project is on State Street at the corner of State and Pedregosa. It's a mixed use. It's got six residences and a small commercial building where I hang my hat on to work. And prior to that, it was a gas station with soil remediation problems. So it's been a long haul getting it built, but it's only about a year and a half now completed. And we're very excited to be here. We've got two of the units available for the tour, a one bedroom and a two bedroom. They're furnished, and we'll have the grounds as well as the commercial building open. So that's exciting. And I've got another project in Montecito. It's a contemporary home. It's got an interesting story. It's actually my sister's home, and it was almost completely destroyed in the debris flow, the Montecito debris flow. And it's been resurrected, and it's got some interesting characteristics to it, and some kind of a big open plan with some beautiful grounds. So we're excited to have that available for the tour also.
Wow. So what kind of time frame and cost and everything did she have to go through to resurrect this home?
Yeah, that's interesting. So the house was actually under remodel when the debris flow hit it. And so it was fortunately not destroyed beyond the point where we had to conform to a lot of difficult regulations in terms of location of the structures and the height of the finished floor, which never seems to comply. But so it took, boy, with the insurance issues and with FEMA figuring out what it was doing and with the county was caught off guard, it took probably 3 years, 2.5 years to get that complete after that disaster.
Well, gee, I'm sorry to hear that she had to go through that. And thankfully, though, she came out of it personally unscathed. But, boy, I just still think about the debris flow and people that we lost and the people lost their homes. It's just almost unfathomable. I mean, yeah, they say they had those in the past, but no one ever really talked about it. And it just doesn't seem like it could happen again, can it?
It sure does. And I tell you, you know, the vibe in that area, it kind of feels like it happened 2 decades ago. It's amazing how quickly we tend to forget. Some of the properties you couldn't give away after that are now back to where they were.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's human nature. Because if you thought about it and dwelled on it, on all these things that happened to us, you couldn't get out of bed in the morning. Two guests today, a pair of architects, Tom Ochsner I'm talking with, and also Ellen Bilston. Ellen, did you sound like you wanted to add something to that?
Only just to, you know, really express enthusiasm for the tour this year. You know, we started this whole annual event back in 2008 as a way of really trying to connect the AIA with the public and show people what architects really do. And, you know, demonstrate it in a very real way and, you know, have the architects on site, have the contractors, have, you know, as much of the team as we could assemble at each of the locations, and then really meet with the public and explain, you know, what we did, what the story behind it is, like Tom was just expressing about the two projects he has on the tour. You know, there are community, you know, it's what our community has been through in some cases. In other cases, it's just sort of regular folks trying to make their way in this town. In some cases, it's, you know, really high-end stuff. And I would say this year's tour is a real mix like that. And that gets me really excited that we're back. During COVID, of course, we could not get everybody together in this way. Last year was our first time back from COVID, and we did it all in a Zoom format. And there's nothing like seeing things in person. So this year's our first year being back, you know, really seeing the places and letting people wander through and explore and the gardens and the buildings and really understand like how it all comes together for all these different projects that are featured. So anyway, just, you know, excited that we're able to do this again. And there'll be 9 really beautiful projects that are of a wide range of types. And some are Spanish colonial, some are more contemporary, some are commercial, some are residential. So it'll be a really nice mix for people who choose to attend and join the event.
The event is October 1st, 2022, the AIA Architect Tours. And their website is AIASB.com. AIASB.com. If you forget that, just Google AIA, American Institute of Architects, Santa Barbara chapter. And they give you plenty of time from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to pick your time and place to look at 1 or 9 of the projects, and then 4 to 6, a little after party. And I'm glad you phrased it that way. You said the story behind it. I listened to a guy named Dean Dean Sharp, and he's a designer more than he's an architect, but he's more than he's a builder, I should say. And that's his whole theme. He's always talking about the story. You know, it's not to do with construction, not to do, yeah, there's design, there's construction, there's quality, there's budget. But he's always pushing that, the story. And that's what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a, you know, getting something built, it's a very human and very personal endeavor. You know, almost all the time. I mean, even if it's a developer, you know, who might not in the end occupy the space, but certainly when it's a residential project of any sort, you're shaping the space that people are going to live in. And that's really a profound situation. And then when you merge that with our community and situations like Tom described about like the debris flow or fires we've had, losses that we've experienced, I mean, that has all to do with climate change and, you know, what it takes to be in this town. It's, you know, it's beautiful, but it's got its moments where things are pretty tough. And the architecture is the built environment that we occupy and that shape our lives and shape our experiences of this beautiful place that we live. So it's always a celebration of all of that.
And I would like to add, you just listened to the voice of Ellen Bilston. She's a local architect. And Tom Ochsner is also on the line with us. And a lot of people go to open houses. And a lot of people who will attend this tour, the AIA Architect Tour, October 1st, they're not going to be building a home. But, you know, even if they're just thinking about, maybe I'll move some patio sections in my backyard, or I'll paint, or I'll do some landscaping. You just see so many great ideas and things. And then when you can actually talk to the architect and a builder and maybe get some advice on a project you might have in mind for your own home, it's invaluable, just above and beyond just viewing some really special properties. Tom, so you're going to be at the location at State and Pedregosa, and who's going to be up in the Montecito, your sister's house?
Yeah, so I've got some office mates here that will be split between State and Pedregosa as well as the Montecito home. So we'll have plenty of people around who can add these backstories and kind of add some interest to the tour. I think that's really important. When you're working on a project, it takes years, and you develop a really intimate relationship with your clients, and you go through ups and downs. And I don't think people really realize the level of relationship, as Ellen was saying, that an architect really has with the client over the years.
Yeah, it's very difficult to become an architect as well, from what I understand. And a lot rides on your shoulders. What do you have to do to become an architect? How many years or what degree?
Well, there are a number of ways of going about it. It used to be kind of an apprenticeship approach that people took probably up until about, 100 years ago or so, would you say, Tom? And then it became more of a formal education in college. And you can go about it either as an undergraduate degree, either a professional degree that takes 5 years for a bachelor's, or you can study something else undergrad and then go to a master's program for architecture. There's certain universities and colleges that offer those degrees. But so depending on your circumstances, I studied at Cornell in upstate New York and got an undergraduate bachelor's of architecture. But it was only after starting in science and stuff like that that I realized that I wanted to make that shift.
Did you, when you were in Cornell, did you go to school with Andy Bernard?
I don't remember anyone by that name.
Well, he's a fictional character on The Office, and he went to Cornell. He's always bragging about Cornell.
Well, I'm glad I didn't fall for that.
Yeah, I know Andy Bernard, sure. I dated Andy Bernard.
Oh, yeah, he was my best friend.
I grew up in New York, went to school in Oneonta, upstate New York, for a couple of years, 2.5 years, mm-hmm. before I transferred to UCSB.
Yeah.
And so let me ask you something. I broached this, and I'm going to continue to promote the tour, October 1st, 2022, the annual AIA Architect Tour. And again, you buy a ticket online, go to AIASB.com or just Google AIA local chapter. And it's on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You get to walk around, drive around, self-guided, and then an after party. But I'd like to circle back to, wait a second. Ellen, did you describe what, did you already tell me what you have?
No, I didn't. So the project that our firm will have on the tour this year is a renovation, significant renovation of a very traditional kind of farmhouse house on Olive Street that was really on in years and in pretty poor shape when the owners, a young couple, bought it and realized that it basically was, it had no insulation. It was built in a very basic sort of way. So we added on a couple of features. It was, you know, very budget conscious project. We added a front porch onto it, which is a space that they and now their little daughter spend a lot of time, you know, enjoying, and the front yard, and then a significant rearrangement of the interior spaces to open up the flow of a limited space, and so as to make the best of a smaller house footprint. So anyway, it's sort of, it's very, you know, on Olive Street near Annapamu. So walkable lifestyle was what they were seeking. And now really, you know, lovely spot. They have an amazing eye for, you know, nice finishes and furniture and things like that. So anyway, we hope people will appreciate it as something that's very achievable, probably for a lot of people in the community who are starting with something pretty simple, and with a few smart moves here and there, you can really turn it into something special.
When you started describing it, I thought of a house I sold on Olive to a young couple, but when you said it was near Annapamu, I don't think it's the same one, but it was a three-story. The third story had a kind of a master suite, and I assume this is not a three-story.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, it's a one-story with an attic.
Okay.
Somewhat usable.
I'll never forget this house, one of the few I've seen that had a little powder room downstairs that had the sink built into the toilet. Have you seen those?
Mm.
You flush the toilet, and then the water to refill the tank comes from a sink sitting above the tank, so you can wash your hands. Although it's not great to have soap in the tank, but it was one of those. Hey, why don't we take a break? And why don't you both stay on, and we'll just continue to talk a little bit about downtown. I know I asked Tom's opinion about the outdoor dining, and I'd be curious to know. I bet if you asked 100 architects, 99 would support downtown. For some reason, I have this feeling. And then we had this recent sale, Pacific Capital Retail has given up the lease on Paseo Nuevo and Macy's building, so there could be some opportunities. I know last time, Ellen, you were on, we talked about potential housing there.
Right.
So my guests are a pair of architects to promote the annual AIA Architect Tour, October 1st, 2022. It's Tom Ochsner and Ellen Bilston, and you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.